The night before his meeting with Esau, Jacob wrestled with God until daybreak. This struggle left him with a limp, a new name Israel, and a better understanding of the Lord. Up till then, he had always thought that he could take hold of the divine promises in his own way, using his own methods. But when God reduced him to helplessness by wrenching his hip, he began to understand that faith consists not only in believing God's word, but also in submission to his will and reliance on his grace. So Jacob became an overcomer and had his name changed from Jacob, the supplanter, to Israel, an overcomer, who had wrestled with God and had prevailed. The sun was rising as he crossed the ford of the Jabbok to join his family, and he was limping because of his hip. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau coming with his 400 men. So he divided his family, putting the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel with her son Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he drew near. Then God did a work of grace in Esau's heart. On seeing his defenseless brother, all thought of revenge left him. He ran to meet Jacob, threw his arms round his neck, and kissed him, and they both wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. "Who are these?" he asked. Jacob answered, "They are the children God has given your servant." So the women and children drew near and bowed down. Then Esau asked, "What do you mean by all these herds I met?" "To find favor in your eyes, my lord," he said. "I already have plenty, my brother," Esau answered. "Keep what you have for yourself." But Jacob insisted, and finally Esau accepted the gift, which sealed the reconciliation between the two brothers. Esau suggested that they go back together, but Jacob, independent and cautious as ever, respectfully answered that his brother should go ahead, while he, his family, and the herds followed slowly. Jacob also refused the protection of an escort. That same day Esau started on his way back to Seir, while his brother, instead of following him as he had said, went in the direction of Canaan. Jacob had no intention of going to live near Esau. Before reaching the river Jordan, Jacob stopped and built a place for himself and shelters for his livestock. The place was called Succoth, which means shelters. Instead of returning at once to his native country, as the Lord had said, and going up to Bethel to accomplish his vow to God, Jacob remained in Succoth. Finally, however, he set out again, crossed the Jordan, and entered Canaan. He came to a city about 30 kilometers to the north of Bethel, and once again he stopped, camping within sight of the town. The Hivites were living in the country at that time. Jacob bought the plot of ground where he pitched his tent for 100 pieces of silver and set up an altar which he called El Elohe Israel, God is the God of Israel. Using his new name Israel, the patriarch confessed that God was his God. He stayed in that place 8 to 10 years. One day, Dinah, Jacob's daughter, was taken and raped by Shechem, the son of Hamor, ruler of the region. To avenge their sister's honor, her brothers pretended to accept Hamor's proposal of marriage between Dinah and his son Shechem, who was in love with her. The brothers said they would agree if all the men of the city were circumcised. "We can't give our sister to a man who is not circumcised," they said. "You must all become like us. Then we'll settle among you and become one people with you." This proposal was accepted, and while all the men of the city were still in pain, Simeon and Levi, two of Dinah's brothers, went to the town without telling their father. They took Dinah and put Hamor and his son Shechem to the sword. Then they attacked the unsuspecting city, killing every male. The other brothers came and looted the houses, carrying off the flocks and herds and all the goods in the city, as well as the women and children. When Jacob heard what they had done, he was very angry and blamed them severely. Many years later, on his deathbed, he again expressed his feelings of horror at the odious massacre. Because of this crime, Jacob was afraid to stay in the region, and at last he decided to go to Bethel. He told his family to get rid of the idols they had with them, to purify themselves and change their clothes. Jacob buried the idols under the oak at Shechem, and they set out for Bethel. Jacob was afraid of being attacked, but the terror of God fell on all the towns around them, so that no one pursued them. Next episode, Jacob at Bethel and the death of Rachel.